This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCTALI. Sorry, we're getting texts in. A lot of people are kind of panicking. You know, it's interesting. They say masks with coronavirus are going down. People aren't really wearing masks as much, and people are kind of blowing off a lot of the social distancing measures. And, you know, they're starting to make jokes. Like, we had a recent earthquake in my neck of the woods in Nevada near Tonopah. Tonopah's kind of like halfway between Vegas and Reno, or in our capital, Carson City. And I guess we had an earthquake. I think it's like a 6.5. So, you know, people were joking that the cause of it was coronavirus. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, everybody's like just kind of having coronavirus fatigue. And I know a lot of us are kind of sick of the subject. Okay, I think, you know, it's been all we've done is talk about coronavirus now for months. And we're sick of the shutdown. We're sick of wearing a mask. We're sick of hearing the back and forth between Fauci and President Trump and Joe Biden. And which, by the way, Joe Biden had said that we've lost millions of lives, but 85,000 jobs. Okay? You know, he's as bad a public speaker as Trump. Okay? I mean, I don't think we have any real good public speaker right now. So there's obviously a lot of fatigue with it. Okay? My computer's fatiguing. But I gotta tell you, some fire was lit up our butts last night when reports came out that Nancy Pelosi could end up being our president. You bet. You bet people got all fired up with coronavirus again. People screaming at Donald Trump to wear a flipping mask. I mean, so what happened is I think 11 of his Secret Service have tested positive for coronavirus. I think his military valet tested positive. One of Mike Pence's assistants tested positive for coronavirus. And so we need to be prepared for if Donald Trump or Mike Pence, who are both over 60, okay, they look like they're pretty healthy. Overall, no major health issues. But what happens if they get coronavirus? Now, look at what happened in the UK, Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson started to get coronavirus, then he started to get a little sicker, then he had to be admitted to the hospital, and then he had to go into the ICU. Now, he was never intubated, but they still assigned somebody else in charge just in case. He was, I think, the defense secretary, Rob. I have to find that. So, yeah, foreign secretary, Dominique Rob. So they had somebody in place. And apparently they didn't have another deputy leader ready to go. I'm not really sure what happened in the UK. With us in America, it's supposed to be pretty cut and dry. All right? If the president becomes incapacitated, the vice president takes over. That's Article 2 of the Constitution. And I wrote all this out for those of you that, you know, want to read up on the Constitution, don't have it memorized. None of us do. If the vice president becomes incapacitated, then we have the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. I know, but get this. When you read the Constitution, and I looked at the 25th Amendment, I looked at Article 2, I looked at Article 1, that all kind of has to do with succession. There's a gap, and you're going to see this in the headlines. Daily Mail wrote about this. The Atlantic wrote about this. There's a little bit of a gap, or a hypocrisy, which may not, there's a glitch where Nancy Pelosi may not be allowed to become president. It might be unconstitutional for her to become president. Now, how? Well, okay. I am not an expert in constitutional law. I know. Looks can be deceiving. I'm not an expert in constitutional law, but the way it goes now is if anything happens to the president, God forbid, or the vice president, then it's Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Then it is the Senate President Pro Tempore, which is Chuck Grassley. Then it would be Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Secretary of the Treasury, Secretary of the Defense, Secretary of Defense, then Attorney General, and then all the other cabinet members. What has happened in the Constitution over the last few centuries has been a debate on who should become president. Should it be somebody who was elected or somebody who was appointed? Now, I'll review this in detail, but in 1792, I think they originally said, all right, well, it would be Speaker of the House. Then that got changed, and no, it would be the president's cabinet members. Then I think Truman changed it again in 47, going back to, no, it would be, you know, the Speaker of the House or somebody from Congress. But if you look back at Article 1 of the Constitution, you cannot have a member of Congress get appointed to the executive branch. Now, again, I am no expert in constitutional law. You would think this would be down pat. You would think that the Constitution, like the Bible, it's written, you just follow it, it's law. Well, that's why we have Supreme Court justices. That's why we have judges. Law could be interpreted. But there is actually a, what's it called when you, not an oxymoron, maybe an oxymoron, but what's it called when it says something and then it completely contradict or almost redacts it later. I'm sorry, in the law. So they say no Senate. This is Article 1. No Senate or representative shall, during the time for which he was elected or she, he appointed to any civil office under authority of the United States. They cannot be a member of either house. So they're basically saying you can't be a part of the legislative branch and the executive branch. Now, how Nancy Pelosi would handle this if, God forbid, President Trump or Vice President Pence gets coronavirus, she'd probably say, okay, I quit, right? Speaker of the House. Now I could go ahead and move over. So my guess is they would make that work. But the reason why you're going to hear how Secretary of State Mike Pompeo could be president is if somebody really takes this Article 1 seriously, then you can't have Senate pro tempore and you can't have Speaker of the House then president. It would then fall on Mike Pompeo. So, okay, the moral, just please, nobody get sick with coronavirus in the White House anymore. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packers packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're going to answer Joe's question. When would Ben Carson take over for president? How far down is Ben Carson? Okay, we were talking about the current order of succession of president. He's, I think, number 13. Yeah, if anything, God forbid, happened to President Trump or Vice President Pence, you'd have then the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, President Pro Tempore of the Senate, Chuck Grassley, Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, then Secretary of the Treasury, Steve Mnuchin, Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, Attorney General William Barr. Then we have all the secretaries, Secretary of the Interior, Secretary of Agriculture, Secretary of Commerce, Secretary of Labor, Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar comes then, and then we have Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Ben Carson. I know a lot of us really wanted Ben Carson to run for president. Then you have Secretary of Transportation, Secretary of Energy, Secretary of Education, Secretary of Veterans Affairs, and then Secretary of Homeland Security. So yeah, Ben Carson would be kind of down the line. Good question. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to give you guys some more updates, but really quickly here, what we were talking about in terms of the Constitution and why it's a little iffy on the succession. So basically, what happened is in 1792, the Presidential Succession Act was passed. That put President pro tempore, I hope I pronounced that right, followed by the House Speaker in charge if the office of Vice President became vacant. In 1886, Congress substituted members from the line of succession, taking out some of the congressional ones and putting in Secretary of State and Cabinet members. Then in 1947, Congress revised the order of succession by putting back the Speaker of the House and the Senate President pro tempore. Because I think what happened is President Truman was a little worried about it being, you know, the president's guys, so to speak, that there needed to be a little bit more objectivity. Yet, like I said, Article 1 said no senator or representative shall, during the time for which he was elected, be appointed to any civil office under the authority of the United States, which shall have been created or the emoluments whereof, see, what the hell does that mean, shall have been increased during such time, and no person holding an office under the United States shall be a member of either house during his continuance in office. So that means Nancy Pelosi would probably have to resign. That would also mean the reason why they say Pompeo then could possibly be it is the Senate President pro tempore is also a part of the Senate. So you can't have anybody in the Congress, anybody in the Senate, then become president, apparently, through Article 1. And I don't think any amendment changed that. Who would think that there would be this issue? I was reading it last night, and this is what I came up with, and other people were looking at it, too. So the moral to that is it's going to be an absolute cluster. The other thing, too, is when you look at it real quickly here, when you look at who takes over, and this is where it could kind of get scary. They talk about whether the president has an inability to continue office. So Article 2, Section 1, Clause 6 says, in case of the removal of the president from office or of his death, resignation, or, quote, inability to discharge the powers of duties in the said office, the same shall devolve on the vice president, and the Congress may by law provide for the case of removal, death, resignation, or inability, both of the president and vice president, declaring what officer shall then act as president, and such officer shall act accordingly until the disability be removed or a president shall be elected. So there's some wiggle room in there for somebody to say, Trump is unable to perform his duties while he's coughing and having a fever and having coronavirus. There's some wiggle room there. Same thing with Mike Pence. If they use the precedent as Boris Johnson, Boris Johnson was in the ICU, and I agree. If somebody is in the ICU, okay, they have to concentrate on their health first, okay? How I look at when a president is fit for duty or not is where is his top priority. If the top priority is the country, now mind you, always family should be top priority or whatever, but you're thinking that if somebody has a public office and they're president, okay, they are going to put country first. So like, for example, if somebody, let's say, had a gun to Melania's head, and they said, you let us nuke your whole country, or your wife is dead. We are expecting our president to not say nuke the country. You see what I mean? So how I look at it is if the president's top priority is going to be the country. Well, if you're in the ICU, you are in critical, if not serious, condition. And your top priority is living and getting better, you do have to have then somebody take over. However, if you are in the West Wing, in your comfortable bed, and you're sipping on hot chocolate watching the news because you have a fever, no, you can still be president. So where it gets tricky is the concept of inability. And will, you know, Congress or somebody like Nancy Pelosi play on that or prey on it and say, oh, nope, they are sick with COVID. They can't be, but now, you know, I mean, again, this is all, you know, guessing and hearsay, but I gotta tell you, I mean, we're not done with coronavirus yet. And even though we think a lot, there was more hype than there should have been, we do have proof that this does kill people and that people who are older are at higher risk. And the president has seemed to not appear to be very careful. Now remember, the mask doesn't prevent him from getting it. The mask limits some of the stuff that he is coughing out or spraying. So him wearing a mask doesn't necessarily mean protect him, but I still think it's an extra barrier. And I get he's the president. If he doesn't want to wear a mask, he doesn't want to wear a mask. I get that. But I do not want Nancy Pelosi president. Can I hear an amen? I am not a fan. Not a fan at all. So where this comes up, and the reason why it's a headline is because if there really is this issue where somebody can claim somebody, you know, cannot, you know, do their duties, do we really have, you know, that spelled out? And coronavirus is new. Now, somebody could say, well, if you're intubated, yeah, okay, that makes sense. But you just kind of wonder where people are going to go. I mean, look at what's going on with Joe Biden. Joe Biden has been worrying a lot of people. He makes a lot of gaffes. Now, mind you, President Trump is not the best public speaker either. But Joe Biden seems to almost every time he takes the mic ramble about something. Now, he's been doing this for years. People keep asking me, does Joe Biden have dementia? Does he have dementia? I don't know. He always seems to say the wrong thing on the mic. All right? I mean, some of us just are not public speakers. I actually misspoke yesterday. Tom Wolf is, I think I was talking about the governor of Pennsylvania. And I think Wolf is the governor of Pennsylvania. And I think I had said accidentally was the governor of, I don't know what I was saying. So, I mean, we all have gaffes. That's not a big deal. You know, I mean, that's not, then let me just double check. Yeah, governor of Pennsylvania. I forgot who I said he was governor of. But, you know, he kind of does it a lot. And so, you know, claiming with a lot of passion that 85,000 Americans lost their jobs and millions died in America of coronavirus means, okay, he mixed up a couple, you know, things. But I don't know. I mean, does that mean he's not fit to be president? I mean, we are usually looking at when we, I mean, look at the older field we've had, you know, Bernie Sanders, right? Donald Trump, who else was up there that was up in age? Elizabeth Warren. And I mean, mind you, okay, 70 is the new 50. I mean, you know, 70 years old used to be great, great grandpa. Now, you know, 70 years old is the new 50. I mean, it's, but, you know, you are not going to have the keen, elastic whippersnapper like Pete Buttigieg or, I don't know, Paul Ryan or whatever. You're not going to see that in these older men or women. So does that mean they're not fit for office? Does that mean they might be more at risk of being accused of being having that inability? It is something to think about. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLEN. Don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is criticizing the new massive stimulus package before the House. The California Republican saying House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is just creating a liberal wish list.
Now she wants to write a $3 trillion bill with no one able to see, no accountability, and no input. I mean, this is not how democracy works.
Due to social distancing, voting on the bill is expected to take quite some time. Speaking at the White House, President Trump discussing Operation Warp Speed and its efforts to develop a possible coronavirus vaccine.
Its objective is to finish developing and then to manufacture and distribute a proven coronavirus vaccine as fast as possible. Again, we'd love to see if we could do it prior to the end of the year. We think we're going to have some very good results coming out very quickly.
USA Radio News. A new poll is out regarding social distancing. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A new poll finds fewer Americans practicing social distancing. The Gallup survey says 58% of people surveyed say they're completely or mostly isolating themselves. That's down from 68% just a few weeks ago.
The poll also finds that fewer people, 73%, are choosing to stay home as much as possible, while a rising number of people, 27%, are starting to lead their normal lives. Wisconsin is opening for business slowly after the state Supreme Court struck down Democratic Governor Tony Evers' stay-at-home order. Governor Evers not happy with the ruling.
Just because Republicans said it can be a free-for-all, that doesn't mean we have to throw that good judgment out the window.
The governor has repeatedly refused to work with the GOP regarding a plan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have another stimulus package that is supposed to be voted on in Congress. I'm not sure if the White House is going to approve this one. And one of the issues within this next $2 trillion stimulus package is student loan forgiveness. And I'm a big fan of students. I'm a big fan of college students because I spent a lot of time in college. I think the college system and the whole concept of having high tuition, then borrowing money for that tuition, and then needing to get the money forgiven that you borrowed, I think is a little messed up. But I understand how college students are really hit hard during this time because they went to school when the economy was good. They expected they would get a job. They planned on paying off their student loans. And now the world looks like one huge mess, just an absolute cluster, with an occasional hornet and earthquake happening. So, again, I will always side with the college students. But I would like to, though, hear from you guys, because I think our system really needs some revision. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Should college debt be forgiven? So, how does it work now? Well, for me, I didn't borrow during college because I worked 3 part-time jobs. I'm a workaholic. I'm not expecting any other student to do that. I just didn't want any debt from college. I got academic scholarship, so I just worked to support myself. I was able to not borrow any money. And then, of course, you know, I would flirt with, you know, whoever was serving pizza or whatever so I could get discounts. I made it work. Then for medical school, you had to borrow. Medical school, I went to a state school, so it wasn't as expensive, but I had to borrow. Yet my brother was going to school, and you know, he needed money to go to school, and there was a lot of stuff going on. So I waited tables while I was in medical school. And I waited tables, did some bartending, and I ended up, you know, being able to borrow as little as possible to help my brother out and, you know, make it out of medical school with about maybe $80,000 in debt. It took me about 10 years to pay that off, but I did. And I feel very, very fortunate that I was able to do everything I could do. I was very fortunate to be able to have received a loan, because there's no way I could have afforded medical school. Our family had no money. There's no way I could have afforded medical school. I needed to borrow it. So I was really grateful that that money existed. I was also grateful that I went to a state school that wasn't that expensive. Now, when I did my last year in UCLA, it wasn't that much more expensive. So I'm very, very grateful I didn't have to spend $50,000, $60,000 a year on medical school. But I took a debt. I had to pay off the debt. I'm a Lannister. We always pay off our debts. We, you know, make good on our debts. So, you know, it's done. Par for the course. That's why I don't mess with me, because I worked my butt off and it cost me a lot to go to medical school. But we have a different world now, okay? People aren't graduating with $80,000 in debt. They are graduating with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. Now, personally, I think that's where things need to change. I'm sorry, my nose is running. I got allergies. Okay, I don't understand why college educations have to be that expensive. I mean, it's almost like it's leaned toward, if you have the money, you could buy the degree. People that don't have the money could get a grant, they could get a loan, and then that might get forgiven later. But it just, I mean, to me, I just think the whole process is off. And then now, here we are, and going into a depression, and it will be a depression. This is going to be worse than the Obama years. It just, I don't see how restaurants and stores can do all the social distancing and deter customers on purpose to have low volume, and it's an absolute cluster. So now, while we have people on unemployment, while we have people who can't, you know, pay their employees, many did not get the first stimulus check, do we really need to put college debt as a priority? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, some people feel, well, you know, students don't really own a house and they really don't own anything, so let them file BK. Well, I don't think it works that easily. You have some people who are liberal who said, look, I had to pay my student loans off, so how come they don't? I had to pay my debts. They have to. So it's not really that much of a right or left issue. A lot of people on the right are like, no, we got to help the college students out because these debts are ridiculous. But you have others going, no, I had to pay. They have to pay. I mean, you know, why does somebody get a free ride? So this becomes a very serious issue, even though you would think it should be farther down the line. We got bigger fish to fry with unemployment and food banks struggling to feed people and, you know, workers losing their jobs and businesses going under and casinos can't open and hotels not opening. You would think we had bigger fish to fry. But the way we're doing college is right now in a very, very delicate preface, if I'm using the right word, where the college system can actually collapse. I don't know if you guys have been watching the writing on the wall. I've been following it, you know, with the student lawsuits and students wanting refunds and Cal State deciding to just stay online. At some point, the youth, and remember, the millennials of the Generation Zs are pretty damn smart. Smarter than I think a lot of us Generation Xers. And they're like, why am I spending 50 grand a year on a degree that's going to be in a field that still hasn't even been defined? All our fields have now need to be redefined. Medicine is nothing like it used to be. I mean, look how weird medicine changed in the last 5 years. It went from people owning their own practice and having autonomy to being employees to doing telemedicine. Teachers, education. You went from having a classroom and having kids, being able to hug them and all that, to now having to do it through Zoom. All right, if you were interviewed for a job and somebody asked you, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I don't know where I see myself in 5 years. I mean, I'll be turning 30. 5 years, I have no idea. I mean, I hope I'm still going to be on air. I know you all don't, but yeah, I do. Okay? I hope to still be in medicine. I have no clue. None of us know where we're going to be in 5 years or 10 years. I mean, for those of us that thought maybe we could retire, no way. No, not now. So we're expecting millions of the new generation who are supposed to take care of us later to sign up for $50,000-$60,000 in student debt to get a degree that may be obsolete. Now, I mean, my son's in engineering. They'll always be engineering jobs. But what if, you know, firms also go by the wayside because they can't afford employees? Because nobody's hiring them to do work. I don't know any industry that's safe. Now, people are saying, well, medicine should be safe. I mean, people have been going to the doctors. Medicine made a killing. No, they didn't. Medicine did not make a killing because people stopped going to the doctors. We didn't have elective procedures. Many people didn't have insurance. Hospitals are losing money. They're laying people off. So there's no industry that's safe. Now that we have this whole social distancing thing, and we have to go against everything we learned in Business 101. So if I was college student age, and I have another kid that's kind of going through this, I'm like, what the hell do I major in? So we're telling them, I don't know, get a degree in business. Maybe get a degree in communications. But, I mean, how much are they going to want to spend? So do we have a system where, look, guys, just borrow the money and then we'll write it off later? Is that fair? Or is that the only way to get people to go to college, get an education? Because in case we do have a new sort of landscape that's going to need college graduates, we don't have a scarcity of them. I don't know. So 1-877-DOCDALI, I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey guys!
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Really quickly here, before we move on to some of our spending, which is kind of interesting how our spending has changed, here are some of your comments on college education, and should debt be forgiven? Mark says college education costs rose sharply after student loans became easier to get. True. The more money we give out, the more the colleges are going to want to be able to take advantage of that. Maiva, Mark says, Eva, I know her really well. Yes, but why only college? Why not medical assistants, dentists, etc.? Should be forgiven. Jeff says, and employers are not paying living wages. Dory said, why? My daughter's was not. Just extend the time to pay it off. Bob says, no. Chris says, why? So why would college debt be forgiven? So that obviously is going to be debated. You know, for the rest of us, we're kind of thinking more about groceries. We're thinking more about, you know, saving money. What should we save money on? We've talked about how this is a very, very strange time because we thought, okay, well, if we had 6 weeks of hell, you know, even though I got to tell you, the shutdown was kind of nice. You know, I got to spend more time with the kids and all that. It stunk. It stunk to not have your businesses open. It was very, very scary. So you think, all right, well, hopefully the 6 or 8 weeks finishes for most of us. California hopefully will get on board soon, even though they want to wait till August. New York City has extended their shutdown till mid-June. But, you know, hopefully everybody can kind of slowly start getting back. The country could get back on its feet, whatever. No, that's not what's being suggested. What's being, you know, propagated in the news is it's going to happen again in the fall. There's going to be another wave in the fall. And I'm not stupid. We have an election coming up. You bet your butt somebody's going to want to say it's unsafe to go to the polls, which is kind of confusing me. Okay, during coronavirus, we were still able to go to a grocery store. So you're able to go to a grocery store. You're able to go to a marijuana retail store for pickup, but you're not allowed to submit a vote. That has to be mail order. I don't get that. But, you know, so here we are hoping that this ends and we get to rebuild. And many of us business owners are like, you know what? We have a 5-month reprieve until this all happens again. That's not an easy way for us to do business. I mean, why do you think Donald Trump is saying we're reopening the economy? We're not going to let this happen again because he doesn't want people to be reluctant in spending and investing if the country is going to go through a whole other shutdown this fall. And mind you, if we do another shutdown this fall, it's not going to be 6 weeks. Flu season lasts way until May. And look, here we are in May dealing with coronavirus. If coronavirus is coming back, we still don't have a vaccine or treatment or nobody wants to get it or, you know, there's still all the hype. We could be looking at an October to next May or June. It all depends on how we approach this reopening. And if we're like, guys, this isn't happening again. If you want to close down the country, you just, you know, have people at risk at home. Let's set up delivery systems for food. Let's figure out social distancing, you know, that affects, you know, at-risk people. But anybody else who, you know, just like with flu season, if you don't want to get sick, don't go to a crowd. If you don't want to get pneumonia, then you might not want to stand outside on New Year's Eve in the freezing cold watching fireworks with thousands of other people. If you don't care about getting pneumonia, then fine. Party it up. So I don't see that, though. I see that the government's going to want to take control. Now, there's a new survey by Bankrate saying 70% of respondents are still taking trips to the grocery store amid the pandemic rather than ordering in and using delivery services. Now, I found this very interesting. Only 24% said they would be ordering groceries. 13% of people have been doing so through delivery, 13% through national grocery services like Amazon Fresh or Instacart. 7% are using meal kits. But the majorities, they're hitting the stores. The survey was conducted between April 29th and May 1, so we're talking in peak pandemic. This was done by Bankrate.com and market research firm YouGov. It included 2,600 adults in the U.S. to analyze their grocery habits. So why? Why are people going out? I mean, weren't people scared? No. This shows a lot of people, they might have had some fear, but they wanted to get out of the house. Now, maybe some people didn't want to put the credit card online. Maybe people didn't want to wait for food. I mean, I have not done Amazon Fresh because every time I try, something happens where I'm not going to get the food item for weeks or what, it just didn't work. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go to the store and get what I need. But it is interesting. They say the study said that 83% of those who had groceries delivered reported delivery issues. Items out of stock, being unable to schedule a delivery, high service fees, delivery arriving late, food lacking quality or freshness, delivery being canceled or never arriving. So some people might have been like, to heck with this, I'm just going to get my food. So, yeah, grocery shopping actually went up. People spent more money on that. However, in terms of other things, retail sales plunged. They said they plunged a record of 16.4% in April, far worse than predicted. And remember, we talked about how 12,000 stores are being predicted to close. Now, it's 3,000 more with the coronavirus pandemic because this 9,000 prediction was made last year when companies were looking at JCPenney, looking at places that, you know, sell things in brick-and-mortar stores and how internet is taking over. But JCPenney, I think today, filed bankruptcy. And so coronavirus might have accelerated the inevitable, might not have caused it for all stores, but a lot of stores were already in trouble, needing to close, you know, Sears, Kmart, because people were not going in and going shopping. They were shopping online, or they were getting things from Amazon. I haven't walked into a Kmart in years. I haven't walked into a Sears in years. Why? Because I can order it online through Amazon. Now, one of the reasons why you might see a little uptick in the stores and things like that is because, remember, Amazon had to cut back on their deliveries. So I actually haven't ordered from Amazon in weeks because I'm not going to get something for weeks. So brick-and-mortar stores still have its place, especially when online doesn't work. By the way, is anybody preparing for an internet issue crisis? We've had all these crises. We've had earthquakes and hornets and food shortages and unemployment. But, you know, this shutdown went fairly smoothly for people because we had internet. What happens if something happens to our computers? You can't work online. You can't do school online. We're really not. People think, oh, man, now we're ready for everything. We'll go to online. We are ready for any disaster. No, we're not. What happens if you lose power? What happens if you lose internet? So economists surveyed by Dow Jones expected the advanced retail sales numbers to fall 12.3% after March's 8.3% dive. 68% of the nation's $21.5 trillion economy comes from personal consumption expenditures. It tumbled the first quarter. Why? Because of social distancing. Plus, if people lost their jobs, they're probably not going to buy that new end table. They're probably not going to buy the new laptop. Laptops, I think, went up because people started working from home and companies had to buy laptops. But clothing stores took the biggest hit. People weren't going to go to a store and then try on clothes that might have been tried on by somebody else. They said electronics and appliances took a hit, furniture and home furnishing, bars and restaurants, sporting goods, non-store retailers dropped as well. So I'm not telling you guys to go and spend money. I'm actually going to tell you to save money because I don't know what the heck is going on. But it's not good. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.